Fridays are the undisputed champion of awesome. I'm Carl Azus with CNN Student News, 10 minutes of commercial-free current events. We start today with news from Jordan. It's a constitutional monarchy in the Middle East, and its government is enraged. The ISIS terrorist group captured a Jordanian fighter pilot in Syria in December. News broke earlier this week that ISIS had brutally murdered the man. Jordan struck back. The pilot's father says he was told that dozens of Jordanian jets flew in airstrikes against ISIS yesterday. Then they flew back over the man's house in tribute to the pilot's family. Jordan says it targeted ISIS training centers and ammunition depots and that these strikes were just the beginning of its response. U.S.-led airstrikes were part of the reason why ISIS lost the city of Kobani. It's in northern Syria near the Turkish border. The Kurdish Peshmerga fighters on the ground who drove ISIS out have been living in a city of ruins.
The aftermath of a disaster, but this disaster is man-made. Welcome to Kobani. With Western help from the air, the Kurdish Peshmerga won back the Syrian city of Kobani. This is what they won. Utter devastation. Kurdish militia and rebel fighters have been working to liberate the Syrian city from ISIS grip since early October. There are many battlefields in Syria and in Iraq, but Kobani, in sight of the Turkish border and Western media, was a fight the whole world saw. Hundreds of US and coalition airstrikes have rained down on it, hitting terror targets, but decimating buildings and houses as well. And this is what the civilians caught in the crossfire now call home. The majority of civilians fled Kobani for refugee camps and less volatile areas when the fighting first started. But others could not flee or were forced by circumstance to return. Most hospitals in Kobani, like everything else, have been destroyed.
The ISIS put this full of TNT inside the hospital and exploded. So you will see all this mess.
This is Kobani's makeshift hospital now. There is nothing left here, but for people like Bozan, it is still home.
I said, I will not leave my city. I will stay here, and told my sons, go wherever you want to go. But for me, I will stay here, and I will die on Syrian land.
ISIS is no longer in control of Kobani, but this is what victory looks like.